This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Impeachment? I dare you. I double dare you. I triple dare you. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. On the road for a few days. We, unfortunately, were not able to do a show yesterday because and had to do a best of because I was traveling. Couldn't get to a studio because I was in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of South Dakota. Met the governor of South Dakota. What a nice lady, Christy, and her daughter, who is on her staff. Amazing people. Anyway, while I was gone, the impeachment thing came up, and people were hitting, oh, Kev, I thought you said they weren't going to impeach. I already said the Democrats, what I said was the Democrats would be idiots to impeach. But I also said this. I said if they did it, Trump would release the Kraken, and he would release documents. And what did he do? He did exactly what I said he would do if they decided to impeach. He released the transcript of his conversation with the Ukraine. So, am I wrong? Oh, no, Kevin, you said he was going to release the stuff about, Russian collusion and all the stuff that Horowitz and Durham and those guys are investigating. Yeah, I said he has that in his hip pocket, but he released stuff. I told you what his strategy would be because I knew what his strategy would be. It would be to make liars of the Democrats. Now, I'll ask you this question. If you think that that is the end of the strategy, then you don't understand strategy because the strategy says, I'll make a little liar out of you, and then when you deny it, I'm going to make a bigger liar out of you. So what do you think is going to happen next? KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Let me tell you what the impeachment strategy is all about. For those of you who want to know, and you think you got it down, and I heard that Rush Limbaugh said the same thing I'm about to say, but since I no longer listen to Rush's show, and that's not a slam on Rush, that's just the notion that I don't listen to other people's shows because I don't want people to think they're not my ideas. But somebody said to me, Rush Limbaugh said something similar to what you said. And here's what I said. I said the impeachment strategy is not so much about Trump because it is a flawed strategy. It is about getting rid of Joe Biden in a reasonable way that doesn't look like they're targeting him, which they are, because I've told you this. Joe Biden is an embarrassment to the Democrats. By the way, so are all their other candidates. So they're trying to get to Joe Biden. And they want to make Elizabeth Warren seem like a populist, even though she's a socialist. They want her to become off as populist. So you're starting to hear more about her. But there's easy ways to beat Elizabeth Warren, and there are people that don't want Warren. They actually want Joe Biden. But guess who won out? The anti-Bidens. So what are you talking about, Kevin? Well, when you bring up Ukraine and you have Joe Biden saying specifically, I threatened to withhold $1 billion if they didn't stop the investigation. And of course, the Biden camp is going, oh, he wasn't really saying what he said. Well, I'll ask you this question, America. People that do listen to the Kevin Jackson Show, what do you think they would be saying if Donald Trump had made a similar comment or a similar comment to Barack Obama that said, let's wait until after the election when I'll have more flexibility? So people understand. They understand it at the grassroots level that Joe Biden's in trouble. How many, the very simple, let me just help you with the common sense of this whole thing with Ukraine and China. Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, is a drug addict. He's a cokehead, okay? And a cokehead who knows nothing about the business of oil was flown over in Air Force Two by his father, met with Ukrainian oligarchs and Chinese, the Chinese Communist Party officials, and he cut himself a $50,000 a month deal where he knows nothing about the product or anything else. It was straight up access to Barack Obama and the bureaucracy of America and the American taxpayers. The access to you. That's how all this came about. Now, I'll ask you to exercise your common sense. Do you have a meathead in your family? Do you have a crackhead? Do you have somebody that nobody trusts? Okay, you fly that person over and you put them in charge. You work out a deal to get them a contract for $50,000 a month. And tell me who in your family isn't going to ask questions. What you talking about? You got Ray Ray a job for $50,000 a month. Man, are you crazy? Kevin Jackson, who you listening to? We've all seen this situation. Nepotism, payola, pay for play, whatever. And Biden, by way of his son, is benefiting himself. Just for the record, for people that don't know, Joe Biden has a very, very bad reputation in Delaware. He doesn't pay his bills. You know what Joe Biden's excuse is when he doesn't want to pay for his landscaping? You don't have to believe me. Google it if you don't believe me. Joe Biden's landscaper went to his yard and started digging it up because Joe Biden hadn't paid him. And you know what Joe Biden said to the people that he doesn't pay? He says, just the fact that you're doing business with me should be worth the payment. That's the payment. You can say, I do business for the vice president. It reminds me of when Jay-Z said about charity work, my presence is my charity. Kevin Jackson's you listening to, KJRadio.com. So the impeachment fiasco, because that's what it is, the Democrats... Are they dumb? Yes. Are they that dumb? I don't think so. But they certainly seem to be acting it. For the sake of this discussion, we must assume that they're dumb and they have moved forward with this impeachment inquiry. I want to get more into it later this hour. Talk about that. It is such a bad strategy. I don't get it. It was the strategy of bringing Mueller in front of the committee. I said publicly, I told the Democrats, I told anybody listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, I'm not trying to throw the Democrats off with my strategy. I want truth to prevail, period. I said it would be crazy to bring Mueller because he didn't do enough of this. He had too many people that were writing this stuff for him. He had a flawed investigation from the beginning. It would be crazy to put him in front of people and think that because of his very stoic nature and the fact that he's the most trusted man in D.C. or whatever, he's going to fall apart. And what happened? It fell apart. I warned Democrats, don't try anything to do with impeachment of Donald Trump. One, because the dude is a rock star and most people know it. Even people in the black and Latino communities know it. And even feminists know it. And LGBT, they all know it. Don't do it. And number two, you don't have anything to impeach him on, and it's going to backfire because the people that love him more. The people that maybe are lukewarm are starting to see that you just like ganging up on Donald Trump. It's not going to work. Idiots to impeach. Wait until the next time.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Hyperventilating at the remote possibility that this unknown information will somehow lead to the impeachment that they've been craving the day after Election Day 2016. This is a psychotic rage. Every second of every day, it knows no bounds. Multiple reports now suggest that the so-called whistleblowers claim it surrounds the country of Ukraine. Now they're doing us a favor, because they're now opening up a lot of questions we've wanted them to cover for a long time. The boomerang comes right back on Biden, his family, and the Democrats. Look at the Wall Street Journal. It says President Trump once pressed the Ukrainian president to investigate Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son, who was involved in some sketchy business deals in Ukraine, you know, with a gas company that was being investigated by a prosecutor. And his father, then vice president, by the way, was overseeing at the time the Obama administration's Ukrainian policy. Oh, and the president wanted the truth? Let's see. We have Joe Biden on tape leveraging your money, $1 billion worth of it, to fire the prosecutor in 6 hours, or he's taking his money home. The company that was investigating the corruption into the gas company that his son was doing business with. Wonder why he wanted that prosecutor fired. I can't imagine why. Now, the president wanted the truth about that and any 2016 election interference by Ukraine. You remember, the Ukrainians wanted to give us evidence that they willingly tried to influence the election in 2016 and help Hillary. I didn't see anyone in the mob interested in that story. But I do thank the media mob. You have opened the door now for a national discussion about, well, what did Biden and his son do, and when did they do it, and what kind of interference was the Ukraine involved in as it relates to our 2016 election. Now we'll hopefully get to the truth.
The truth shall set you free. Isn't that what the Democrats said they wanted with Russian collusion? They wanted to get to the truth. What have I taught you about Democrats? You listen to the Kevin Jackson show, right? You do know where you are. What have I taught you about Democrats? If a Democrat says he wants, he or she wants to get, or he or she or it, well, he or she or id, or whatever they decide to call themselves, pronoun. If they want to get to the truth, what do they really want to get to? Come on now. Yes, indeed. That means they want to cover up the truth. They want to promote the lie. You know this. I'm not teaching you anything that you haven't already learned on the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Wall Street Journal writer Kimberly Strassel read the transcript, and she said it is a massive dud for the Democrats. The most concerning takeaway from this is the fact that a second internal memo regarding, you know, going after the Donald Trump is what this is about. That's the only thing that you have to understand, that they want to get Trump. Now, what they're trying to do is get a defecta. They're getting Trump and they're also getting Biden. But I want to go back to what Kimberly Strassel had to say about this, because she released it in a series of tweets, just kind of one by one. Strassel spoke thusly. One, having read the DOJ's Trump-Ukraine release, here's the real story. Another internal attempt to take down the president based on another non-smoking gun. The gun is essentially on display at a museum, and it's never been fired. And she didn't say that. I'm just saying that. And then she says, number two, as to the call transcript itself, Trump's actual favor is that Ukraine look backward to what happened in 2016. This is a legitimate ask, since election meddling looks to have come from both Russia and Ukraine. So she's saying Donald Trump asking the Ukrainians to say, hey, look and see what this deal is, what's going on with this Russia, you know, with this whole Russian collusion and Ukrainian collusion. Then she goes on. Three, indeed. This is a big enough issue that we find out this morning that U.S. Attorney John Durham is looking at what role Ukraine played in the FBI investigation. Uh-oh. Two words that should strike fear in every Democrat across the planet. John Durham. John Durham is not one of these Obama holdovers. He's not a swamp rat. But let me tell you, Donald Trump's administration is full of them still. He hasn't drained the swamp. He's drained it a little bit to where you can see the rodents and the snakes, but it isn't completely drained. Make no mistake about it. But John Durham's one of the good guys. So John Durham is looking into this. That should have Democrats shaking in their baby seal line boots. Strassel goes on. It is actually Zelensky who brings up, pardon me, Rudy Giuliani, saying they can't wait to meet him. And it is Zelensky who references that investigation as he goes on to promise that all investigations will be done openly and candidly. What I'm getting at, folks, through Strassel's summation of this, is that the Democrats don't have a leg to stand on. Now, desperation calls for them to do this, because Nancy Pelosi's not all about this impeachment procedure. And I'm going to go into a little bit more detail on that just a bit later after we talk about Strassel. But I know you can see the gaping holes here, right? That you have two heads of state. Donald Trump is saying, wait a minute, we had a vice president that threatened you guys. You know, and it was over some prosecutor that was looking in it. Maybe we should look into that. because we shouldn't be threatening you with our, you know, our government, and you shouldn't, you know, feel like you have to capitulate in order to get funding. That's a legitimate thing for a head of state to do. I love to see how they spin it, particularly given, and you guys know this, that Joe Biden's son is a crackhead. And he got a $50,000. I just want you to understand how we're going to sell this to the black community. That a crackhead got a $50,000 deal, and his vice president daddy had nothing to do with it. Because on his own merit, let me tell you something. Crackheads don't usually get $50,000 a month jobs. I could put it in a little different way. Uh-oh, we got messing up here. The microphone's going crazy on me. Anyway, we got call girls, and we got crackhead prostitutes. Which one makes the most money? So Joe Biden has a lot to answer for his cokehead, crackhead son getting such a sweetheart deal and not having credential one to earn it. And let me tell you, if Donald Trump cut a deal, if he had a crackhead son, thankfully he doesn't. Trump has sons that are actually pretty bright. But if he had a crackhead son and he got him a $50,000 a month salary as a negotiator, people would be up in a... Can you imagine? Can you imagine anybody outside of a Democrat who can try to sell the idea that I did nothing wrong flying my son over on Air Force Two while he's a cokehead and negotiating a deal with Ukraine and China, in the case of the crack, the $50,000 a month, you can do the math on it, about $600,000 a year, and then with China, a multi-million-dollar deal of some sort to a crackhead, and he doesn't have a credential to rationalize it. What do you think would happen? Pick your Republican and tell me they could get away with that. Nobody should get away with that. Trump replies good and expresses worries that a good prosecutor was shut down. I got to leave it there. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump reacts to the acting director of National Intelligence, Joseph McGuire, testifying before a Democratic-led House Intelligence Committee on Thursday.
It's a disgrace to our country. It's another witch hunt. Here we go again. It's Adam Schiff and his crew making up stories and sitting there like pious, whatever you want to call them. It's just really a disgrace.
The president continues.
Adam Schiff doesn't talk about Joe Biden and his son walking away with millions of dollars from Ukraine and then millions of dollars from China.
During her weekly press conference, Democratic Speaker of the House from California, Nancy Pelosi, says a possible impeachment of President Trump is about the facts.
For 7 years, longer than anybody in Congress, on the Ethics Committee. And on the Ethics Committee, we were trained. It's about the facts and the law.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm not, but it just happened to be that was the assignment I got. I got all the good ones. So I got Ukraine. And I remember going over convincing our team, our brothers, to convincing us that we should be providing for loan guarantees. And I went over, I guess, the 12th, 13th time to Kyiv, and I was supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to the press conference. I said, I'm not going to, or we're not going to give you the $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said. I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. I think it was, 6 hours? I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Got fired. He got fired. I got him fired. I did it. Said, you're not going to be there. I'm going to leave. I'm going to get on that plane. I'm going to take my $1 billion. That implicates Barack Obama, quite frankly. Can you imagine if Pence went over and threatened the government and said Trump gave him the authority to do it? What would be happening in the media? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Just helping you make sense of it all, because it's crazy out there. It is crazy, crazy. He bragged, and then he tried to cover up his crooked deal. We got that clip? Let's play that clip.
Here's what I know. And he deserves to be investigated. He is violating every basic norm of a president. You should be asking him the question. Why is he on the phone with a foreign leader trying to intimidate a foreign leader? If that's what happened. That appears what happened. You should be looking at Trump. Trump's doing this because he knows I'll beat him like a drum. And he's using the abuse of power and every element of the presidency to try to do something to smear me. Everybody looked at this, and everybody's looked at it and said there's nothing there. Ask the right question.
There you go. Scurrilous Democrats. You should be looking at that guy that did nothing. Why are you looking at me when I got my crackhead son a deal for $50,000 from the Ukrainians and millions of dollars from the Chinese when there's Donald Trump that we need to get out of the White House? And there's me on tape saying that I got the guy fired who was investigating this incident involving my son. And I threatened to take $1 billion on the plane with me, and I had the full authority of the president. I'm speaking on behalf of the president. That's not a bad Joe Biden. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Subterfuge and the swamp rats, the scumbag, Democrat, liberal, progressive, whatever you want to call them, scurrilous swamp rats. And all, it's so easy to debate this by just saying, what would they be saying about Trump if, right? Doesn't take much of a thought exercise to know exactly where this would go. Not at all. So, what's her name? Kimberly Strassel is talking about all of these different aspects of this story. And she says, this is her fifth point. She says, Trump says good and expresses worries that a good prosecutor was shut down. Mentions Biden's sons and Biden bragged he stopped the prosecution. Ends that with, it sounds horrible to me. What Donald Trump is saying is, it's horrible for a vice president to come over there and use the possibility of an investigation into his son to mess with foreign policy. To mess with foreign policy, to obstruct the business of America. That's what he was saying. Then he goes on, he says, Trump, several references to Giuliani, and mostly says what a great guy he is. He says you'll have Giuliani and A.G. Barr call. He asks Zelensky's to speak with both of them. But never mind, because the DOJ in a statement said the president had not spoken to the AG about investigating Biden and had not asked the AG to contact Ukraine. Also, Barr had not communicated with Ukraine on this or any subject. So it's a moot point. It's kind of like when they said, well, he was colluding. He wanted to get Mueller fired. And then they asked the simple question, was Mueller fired or did he finish doing his job? Well, he finished doing his job, but he wanted him fired. And that's where the obstruction comes in. Well, he's a pretty poor obstructor if he, president of the United States, who has the authority to fire a guy, and he doesn't fire him. And that's all you want to talk about is the fact that he wasn't fired. It's ridiculous. Meanwhile, the IG back in August referred this to the DOJ as a potential violation of campaign finance law based on a whistleblower complaint. Criminal division evaluated and determined no violation. All relevant components of the department agreed with this conclusion. Then she goes on to point 9. Whistleblower? Question mark. Look at this nugget referenced in the OLC opinion. The IG's review found some indicia of an arguable political bias on the part of the complainant in favor of a rival political candidate. Now, I don't know all the details of that because I didn't read the report, but I can't imagine it's good for Trump in the sense that they were trying to do something against Trump and then they found out that, it didn't work out that way. Then number 10, she says, media got all this so wrong and Democrats look more partisan and radical to have to move towards impeachment. But it's not impeachment. I'm telling you. Trump can drop bombs on the Democrats. There are times I wonder why he hasn't. And then there are times I go, I don't know the inside, but I know what I would be doing. And if I'm as smart as I believe I am, and Trump is as smart as I am, I think he's waiting to drop the real bomb. Let him get a little bit pregnant. And that's what's going on. Anyway, that's what Kimberly Strassel said. Trying to spin the transcript because they need to sell impeachment. But the impeachment story is really more about Joe, the hangman Biden. Creepy, sleepy Joe. They don't want this man. It's a desperation move on behalf of Nancy Pelosi. Here's an article and they start here. For months, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi warned itchy Democrats against the perils of impeachment. She should have stuck to her guns. in surrendering to the radicals and the noisy drumbeat of their media handmaidens, Pelosi established a formal investigative process involving the top legislative committees. Now, already, Nadler, it said the formal process had begun, in spite of Nancy Pelosi. So she's been dragged into this fight, kicking and screaming. Dragged into a losing fight. She's fighting Chuck Norris. And he's roundhouse kicking him to the into oblivion. That's what's going on. Listen to Kevin Jackson, folks. KJRadio.com. I'm slowly and methodically explaining that the Democrats, the level of desperation you must have to launch an impeachment process against a president who's done nothing wrong in terms of what he deserving impeachment, and has so many things going right. I was watching the stock market over the past few days. It's over 27,000. I haven't looked to see, is that good or bad? Gold is over 1,500 an ounce. It was 1,200, 1,100 and change, I believe, when Donald Trump took office. So not only is the stock market going through the roof, gold is going through the roof. One of my friends, I don't know if I even told you guys this, he used to work for me doing video production. He got rich on Bitcoin. Bitcoin. Called him up. He says, Kev, life's very different for me, man. I went, really? I said, yeah, man. He goes, I got into Bitcoin early. I don't know how many he has. But this dude has gone from making a living, a decent living, to being a multimillionaire in cryptocurrency. Pretty amazing. Things change. I guess the best way to put it. Things change. But for the Democrats, I don't think things have really changed. I think this is a Band-Aid on a bullet hole for Nancy. She's trying to satisfy. I think it's showcasing just how little power she has in the party, the way old speakers used to have. This guy goes on. He says, yet she did something. She says, in surrendering to the radicals and the noise. Well, I said that. She established a formal process, but she says she did something else, something far more monumental. She effectively committed House Dems to impeaching the president. See, this is just a process. Everybody's saying, Kevin, you got it wrong, man. You said they weren't going to impeach. They haven't impeached. They're litmus testing the process. And they've been doing it for a while. They've been asking this question. How long has this been asked? For the better part of a year and a half, 2 years? We want to impeach. They need to be impeached. Impeach. The only way for us to win, we got to impeach the president. I mean, just congressional black circus clowns, all of them. We got to impeach the president. Impeach. They've been trying it. And you know what the polling says? I'm talking about even the fake news pro-Democrat polling goes, for what? Why? No, don't do it. Our 401ks, we got jobs, we're making money, we got mobility. Nobody wants to impeach. Big problem for the Dems.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350-350.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I watched Rudy take apart Fredo.
Fredo's performance was incompetent. Rudy took him apart. The press doesn't give him credit because they take little tiny snippets where wherever Rudy was a little bit, if he mispronounces a word, they'll show that. They won't show the whole. Rudy Giuliani took Fredo to the cleaners. First time I've watched CNN in a long time, too. I hate to watch it because it's so fake. Okay?
Donald Trump being Donald Trump. Fake news. You remember when you first heard that term? Did you think it was going to last? You thought it was like rap music. It'll be gone, man. Ain't nobody going to listen to that in a minute. Shoot. Fake news. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. I love that clip on so many levels. The familiarity of Rudy. He didn't say my attorney. It was familiarity. It was the way you relate to people, especially people that you care about. But he goes on to do something even more powerful. He calls out CNN. He takes one of their top reporters and he calls him by a name that the guy hates, that he's blown up about. Calls him Fredo. Now, you guys remember the Fredo controversy. Trump says, no, I'm not giving it up. Oh, you thought it ended when they no longer mentioned it. You thought it ended when Cuomo came out and said, I overreacted, blah, blah, blah. You thought that was the end of it. No, that is not the end of it. Donald Trump now has a new nickname for Cuomo. It's Fredo. And he will live with that forever. And he's using it. He's using it the way you would use it as a big boss. If you were running a company or running somebody in the street, and you say, man, that little old chump, that chump right there, you wouldn't even use his name. I'm giving you real talk. I'm giving you street level talk. You'd be like, man, that chump. And you probably have other names for him, but you would never use his actual name. Cuomo, CNN is forever fake news for Donald Trump. Cuomo is Fredo. Now, other people say, that's not acting presidential. No, it ain't. That's acting American-dential, whatever you want to use. But that is Donald Trump saying, I don't need to act presidential. If somebody tries to clown me, I clown them. And he says, Rudy clowned Fredo. Anyway, I was talking about a lady, somebody that wrote an article about Pelosi's misstep with this impeachment process now. She's officially, Nadler said it had begun, but now Pelosi has endorsed it, saying the impeachment process has been done. They haven't voted to impeach. They haven't had a vote or anything. The process is underway. He says, because of what she said and did, if the House now doesn't go all the way, it will be a political disaster. Either failing to take a vote on the articles of impeachment or failing to get enough votes among her majority to pass any articles would be seen as a political exoneration for Trump and likely lead to his reelection. So let me give you my layman's view of what this person just wrote. Pelosi's in a rock and a hard place, right? Because she's not going to have the votes to even get it out of the House to go to the Senate, where McConnell would have, you know, essentially dump it to begin, you know, anyway. But it's going to be a bellwether for the people in Congress who are concerned about Pelosi's leadership, the Democrats' political direction. And if she loses certain House members, it's going to be them essentially saying, we think Donald Trump is the better bet. That's my layman's, you know, interpretation of this. He goes on to say, or she, if all this weren't risky enough, consider another scenario. If House Dems do impeach Trump on grounds that much of the public sees as flimsy and concocted, they could win the battle and lose the war. Indeed, no matter what the House does, there is next to zero chance the GOP-controlled Senate will convict the president absent clear and convincing high crimes and misdemeanors, of which there are none. So McConnell's going to turn it down, even if they went that far. But it isn't going to go that far. I even predict they will not have a vote on this. Now, he explains that the Democrats will toe the line once they start getting threats from Nancy Pelosi on, you know, how much money they're going to get and things like this. And I'll get to that. So he says this. She says, whoever wrote it says this. Pelosi knew all that since January when she became Speaker, which is why she kept resisting the impeachers. But her surrender proved again that her party can't quit 2016. Like generals fighting the last war, she saw I mean, she and they are now committed to taking their sore loser grievances to 2020 voters. Okay. Dems apparently assume the country hates Trump as much as they do. President Hillary Clinton had no comment on the strategy. I want you to understand, she's been shut up. Barack Obama, I don't think he's going to comment. Comey, Holder, none of the people who are under investigation, I think they're going to be mums the word. We'll see. We'll see who's right. He says, they are demonstrating they didn't learn the lessons of Robert Mueller's probe. They assumed for 2 years a special counsel would get the goods that would drive Trump from office, and we know how it worked out, but here they go again. So it's rinse and repeat. Although Pelosi stopped short of creating a select panel and reportedly has no plans to call for a formal House vote, the speaker's claims that Trump seriously violated the Constitution and betrayed the oath of office in a conversation with Ukraine president leave her no wiggle room. If she believes those charges, how can she not advocate for the president's removal? Well, I can tell you how. He goes on to say, if she advocates, she must deliver. She can know or she can't be the leader. He says, we'll know a lot more thanks to the president's promise to release the unredacted transcript of the phone call. Now, he's done that. It's post that date. He's done it. And now the analysis is beginning. And that, look, let me just tell you what they're going to do. They're going to try to spin it and all this, but they got one serious problem in trying to spin this. The evidence. Joe Biden actually saying that he was going to withhold $1 billion from the Ukrainians if they didn't stop investigating his son, essentially, this incident. Now, I'd love to see them work around that. Anyway, now there's reports about the complainer had no direct access to the cell, to the questions that were being, or the conversation between President Trump and this Ukrainian president. Now, the writer goes on. Pelosi may think she went only halfway and could eventually back down on impeachment if the Ukraine issue fizzles, but that's wishful thinking. Anything less than a public flogging of Trump will not satisfy the far left of her party, including the 150 or so House members who've already demanded the impeachment before the Ukrainian issue even appeared. Meanwhile, Pelosi's endorsement also pushes the presidential candidates towards impeachment path, whether they like it or not. None of them can possibly be against it, nor can they be wishy-washy about it. So she's forcing the hand of the people that would, that she, one of whom would, she would want to lead the country. And it's not, I mean, in effect, she's saying, if you don't believe this, then we're going to abandon you as a Democrat. And it's one of the least popular things that they could be involved in. Folks, I love this. This is great theater. It says within days, there will be virtually unanimous support among the White House wannabes. Anything less would be disqualifying among the loud left. In short, Pelosi just changed everything. The next election is now about impeachment. And if you think that they're polarized today, you haven't seen nothing. So, and shifting it from the things that the Democrats want to talk about, you know, like free health care, free for all, she shifted the dynamic to say, are you going to impeach him or are you not? Because if you're not, then guess what? Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Donald Trump wins. He says, Pelosi cave. Because of mounting pressure within her party and because the New York Times, the Washington Post, handful of television gas bags demanded that she act over what the president reportedly said in the July conversation with Ukraine's new president, Vladimir Zelensky. And Trump admitted he asked Zelensky to investigate Biden and his son, Hunter, over whether the then vice president took any action to protect his son from a corruption probe. Legitimate question for a head of state. Hunter Biden, we already talked about this, paid $50,000 a month by an energy company that was the focus of a corruption inquiry. Biden used this position to demand that the inquiry be dropped and the prosecutor be fired, because what he was saying to everybody is, if my son wants to do some dirty, you better leave it alone. Ironically, a full investigation of the facts, this person writes, could make Biden the first casualty of impeachment jihad. Now, I already said this. I said this before I read a single article. There are many people that can verify, not that I need you to do that, because you know Kevin Jackson, I'm not going to lie to you about this. I said Joe Biden is the one most at risk here, and you'll sense it during his campaign going forward. Watch how this gets Joe Biden to possibly quit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.